kind of send it down to Shelby for final contact communication, because this old Motorola police radio says it needs to sit on the Empress and charge.
And four, WSDJ 347 down here in Shelby Township. Name's Joe. Thanks for all the information. Really appreciate all the help you've been giving everybody and giving me. But I will be getting in contact with you about antennas and some other things and some repairs. So thanks for your help again. It's always great to hear people like you to get out there and try and help everybody else to get through things that they don't understand and they don't know what's going on with. And it's a very, very appreciated. WSDJ 347 monitoring.
I do what I can. And I love radio. I love the fact that people are on it doing stuff. And if we're not out here doing it, they're going to pull the 220 trick on us again, which you all are probably not familiar with. But once upon a time ago, the great brown people called UPS took a chunk of the 1¼ meter ham radio spectrum away from us because we were not, quote, using it. So if we keep using these airwaves, we'll keep our stuff. And it's all the FCC really wants at the end of the day. Proper operation, proper identification, and proper behavior. And we get to keep our airways. Because we don't really have anybody in Congress helping us out with GMRS yet. Working on that. So with all of that, I'm going to give you guys a good 73 and good night. This is WSCY 842, and I am signing off. Because this old girl, this Motorola said, all done. Got the last 8 volts out of me.
Enjoy your night and thanks for your knowledge. Look forward to talking to you again. WSCV 387 monitor.
WSDJ 347. The guy in Redford. How long have you had your ham license?
I was issued the license on the 15th of this month, so I'm very green.
Ten-4, you and me both.
The call sign issued to me was KF8CQO.
Mine was KF8CGW.